Mr. Layton, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Doing great, thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. Been following your campaign quite closely, and it's getting a little touchy out there, isn't it?
Well, when you know, the other side's been totally negative, and so, yeah, it has. But I am staying focused on what the people are talking about out there, and that's reforming Michigan government, making changes, representing ordinary people, not special interests, and fighting crime, which I'm doing here. Yesterday we announced two more charges against the Flint serial slasher. So that's three homicides now and five assault with intent to murders that we've charged him with. So I'm staying focused on what's important to the people of Michigan.
Well, before we talk about your campaign, give us the latest on that case, and please reiterate the charges, where we are with that case.
Three homicides, all open murder counts, and five assault with intent to murders. The latest homicides were involving a case in Flint Township and one another one in the city of Flint. The Flint Township case was broken open when we executed a search warrant on some luggage from the defendant that was left at a Louisville, Kentucky airport. Inside that suitcase was a pair of tennis shoes, which we can trace to the defendant. And on one of these tennis shoes' laces was blood, which the DNA profile matched that of the victim, Mr. Frank Kellybrew. So that was one of the cases. The other involving Donnell Marshall, he was the victim. A witness came forward and said she saw the execution, if you will, and she came forward and told us about it. So we broke the case on that one. So we're moving forward. We now have eight charges against him out of 14 incidents.
And when do you expect to get into court?
Well, you know, whenever you have a case of this magnitude and this many charges, it becomes very difficult to manage it from the judge's point of view. And every time he sets a date and we add more charges, we get pushed back. But we'll be in court, certainly, during the month of November.
Tell us what you've learned about the accused.
Well, we've learned that he stalked and preyed upon African-American men in the middle of the night. And, it's a crime of hatred and racism, and it's just despicable. And my job now is to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he did these despicable acts. And he's not an American citizen, but he's going to face American justice.
You have called on Bill Schuette to denounce racist remarks. Talk about that.
Well, you know, Schuette's campaign has put up this ad of a woman, and her son was murdered, and I convicted the murderer, and he is in prison for 24 years. She has insisted that I promised her that I would have prosecuted two more people. The fact is, there's no other evidence to suggest that these other two people were involved. The Flint police have said publicly that they looked under every rock. There wasn't any evidence. They even had the Michigan State Police review the evidence. The state police said, you're right, there's nothing there. But nevertheless, Schuette's trotted her out, and we now know why she has the venom for me, and it's because of my faith. And she has posted anti-Semitic and racist and hatred remarks on the internet, and I've asked Schuette to disavow himself and repudiate the remarks, and he has refused. And the fact is that this is a candidate who will do anything, say anything to attain public office, and this is a candidate who will, because of the lack of his own credentials, shift the focus to me and try to tear down my reputation. And I'm not going to let it happen. I've done an excellent job as county prosecutor. I'm far more qualified to be Michigan's next attorney general, and we're going to fight on and sprint across that finish line on November 2nd.
Is that attack on a personal note, and how does it make you feel?
It's very personal, and the ads are so full of hatred that I've received a horrible death threat to my office, which we turned over to the police. You know what? You sign up to run for office, and you expect things to get tough, and I can handle that, but I don't expect things, and I don't think a Schuette should condone racism, anti-Semitism, or hatred, and the fact that he wouldn't disassociate himself from her tells me that he's going to stand shoulder to shoulder with this person who has spewed this hatred remarks on the internet.
We're talking with David Layton, who wants to be the next attorney general for the state of Michigan. The current attorney general is Mike Cox. David, do you think Mr. Cox has done a good job, bad job, or somewhere in between?
Well, I'll do things differently. Let me put it that way. I'm going to be more aggressive and more efficient in the collection of child support. I think he's done a good job on Asian carp. We're going to continue to be aggressive in that area. I'd love to meet with President Obama to tell him that he's wrong on Asian carp, to tell him that he needs to help us shut down the Chicago shipping canal. But I'm going to have a big emphasis on government reform and fighting for the ordinary citizens, not for insurance companies, not for banks, not for credit card companies. And the reform element is such that I want, and I've said to Bill Schuette, I said, give up those lifetime health care benefits, which he has. And he's refused. I know the people of Michigan do not like paying lifetime health care benefits out of their hard-earned money for these legislators who show up for a few years and walk out of there with lifetime taxpayer-paid health care benefits. So that's just one of five reforms that I've put out there. That's what the people want to see. I'm independent enough to make it happen and tough enough to make it happen, and that's the kind of situation you have to have when you come down there to take on the special interest.
David, should Michigan be involved in lawsuits against Obamacare?
Well, Michigan should not be involved in crass political lawsuits that are funded by the taxpayers. That's what's wrong. Insurance companies shouldn't be allowed to jack up your rates because you get sick. Insurance companies should not be allowed to cut you off because you have a pre-existing condition. Those are the real issues with respect to national health care, and those issues need to be hammered out. And crass political lawsuits funded by our hard-earned tax dollars aren't going to help us solve the problem.
All right, David, before we let you go, for people who want more information about you and your campaign, where can they get that info?
Best place is davidlayton.com, and Layton is L-E-Y-T-O-N, the old English spelling.
All right, Mr. Layton, we'll be in contact with you to talk with you at least one more time before the election on November 2nd. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.